Hi, I'm your host, Anna.
And I'm your host, Janvi. And you're listening to
Studio V!
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Studio V. Today, we're going to be talking about one of our all-time favorites, Tokyo Revengers.
So, wiki time with Janvi.
Oh my god.
Tokyo Revengers is a Japanese manga series written and illustrated by Ken
Wakui.
An anime series television adaptation was made in 2021. And the anime is about a 26-year-old man called Takemichi. And I think the first episode opens with a summertime vibe where he's just scratching his butt and watching TV, and I think it's then when he learns that his high school ex-girlfriend Hinata dies in, I think, which was a car accident, and he's seen all of this on TV, and the scene cuts to him waiting for the train, and I remember somebody coming and pushing him, and while he's gonna go fall on the track, the train is coming
towards him
in full speed, and that's when he time travels to when he was in middle school.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to know that he's pretty shocked. I remember he had blonde hair that time.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we learned that, like, in middle school, he was a delinquent wannabe. That's why he had blonde hair.
And he had four friends with him.
Yeah.
And they were kind of, they used to hang out all the time.
Yeah, and they were in a gang.
They were in a gang, apparently, and it was a small gang, and they used to pick fights with other people.
Yeah. But then they were, like, really bad.
Yeah.
They were, like, losers.
Yeah,
like...
and then I remember they picked a fight with one group, and they lost badly.
Yeah.
And then after that, he learns that that incident changed his whole life, and that led to where he was...
In the present. When he's, like, 26.
Yeah. And then we learn that Naoto, who is Hina's brother...
Oh, Hina's his ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, Hina's his ex-girlfriend, and Naoto is Hina's brother.
Yeah.
And we learn that Takemichi can try time travel to the present and the past if he shakes hands with Naoto.
Yeah.
Which was pretty confusing for me. I was like, how does that even exactly work? So, like, every time they touch or shake hands, they just try... Like, he just...
Yeah, this is something that, like, is not really well explained in the anime, but, like, it doesn't matter. That's just, like, the plot device I don't know, like, they shake hands, that's how he travels between past and present.
Mm-hmm. The first episode was okay. It was good. But I think it was after the second or third episode. After all the gang members got introduced.
Oh, yeah, because... Okay.
The anime got really picked up the pace. Like, it got interesting.
So, the reason why he's traveling to the past is because he's trying to save his ex-girlfriend from, like... dying in the car crash. But in order to do so, he has to stop this gang from becoming what it...
Yeah, I think it's called the Tokyo
Manji gang. Yeah, so in the present, this gang is, like, really powerful, and they are the reason why Hina dies.
Mm-hmm.
So his objective is to stop that from happening by, like, infiltrating in the gang and, like...
Yeah.
Not... Because...
Because we learned that when he was in middle school, after the fight that they had, like, him and his friends had with this one gang member, they got bullied pretty often. And that's one of the reasons why he chose to run away.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And he's like, oh, I remember in the past I ran away from all of this just to, like, save myself, and I didn't want to, like...
Face
the reality
and
everything.
Like, he didn't want to fight back.
Yeah, at this point, he's like, if I run away now, Hina's going to die in the future.
Yeah.
So he has to be there, and he has to figure everything out. And it's kind of hard for him because he's the only one who knows what's going to happen in the future. So he cannot directly tell anybody that he's from the future because they'll just be like, you're lying. But
the thing is, when we're introduced to the Tokyo Manji gang in the past,
mm-hmm.
We learn that the people in the gang are not actual bad people.
They're
not the bad people that they seem to be in the present.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's confusing, because, like, how did this gang go from, like, being a gang of nice people
mm-hmm.
to, like...
It was, like, a gang formed by a really close friends, too.
Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't formed to, like, fight anybody or take revenge. It was just a group of like really close friends
yeah.
who wanted to form a gang and help each other.
Yeah.
And this gang just turned really bad after I forgot his name.
Kisaki.
This man, it
yeah.
boils my head.
Yeah,
to
like it boils down to like this one man joining the gang and
mm-hmm. and then
making
ruining
it,
everything.
Yeah, and then ruining everything. So
one of the main reasons he travels back and forth, like Takemichi travels back and forth, is to stop
Kisaki
from being in the gang. Because, like, we get to know after in, like, I think it's the middle of the anime that Kisaki gets to be one of the captains of one of the divisions.
In the gang,
and
yeah.
In the gang. And Takemichi is like, oh no, like, I have to... yeah, like I have to be a member of the gang myself and stop him from ruining everything. Because I think it's because of him, and he starts conflict with everybody, like with the close friends in the gang.
Yeah.
It's because of
Kisaki
that all the main four, like the people who form the gang, start to fight.
Yeah.
And so
he's like the bad apple.
Yeah, he's like the bad apple. Because,
the bad apple.
So like the Tokyo Manji gang comprises of...
Mikey's the leader.
Draken?
Draken is the vice captain.
Yeah.
And then each one of the close friends is a...
It's like a captain of like a division or something.
Yeah. And they were all close friends. And I don't know. Yeah, like you were saying, the anime gets really interesting when the members of the gangs are introduced.
Mm-hmm.
So when we are introduced to Mikey and Draken, that's my favorite part.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm into this. But then the story gets like more and more complicated
towards like almost towards the end of the first season.
Yeah.
The last few episodes were so intense.
Yeah, they were really dark.
How did it just like go into being so dark?
Yeah.
When it was like all fun and games.
Yeah.
But then we actually get to know the seriousness of being in a gang.
Yeah.
And how complicated a friendship can be, but at
yeah.
the same time, it's
worth
it. It's good. Yeah, it's worth it.
Yes. So, speaking of which, I think the main themes of Tokyo Revengers, which is probably my favorite thing about it, I mean, obviously, friendship.
Yeah, that's the main one.
That's the main theme. So they do what they do because they're friends, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like they get a lot of trouble because of friendships. Like, for example, there's one episode I think where one of the members of the gang gets in a fight with another gang member.
Yeah.
Because the gang member, I think he like assaulted the his girlfriend. And
yeah,
then he was like, I'm gonna get
too.
Revenge or whatever.
Yeah.
And then the entire gang
comes to fight.
Yeah. So it's not like one person's problem becomes everybody's problem.
Yeah.
And
that's so
yeah.
good. I remember what they have gang meetings at night.
Yeah.
And it was literally kind of weird to see how middle schoolers are driving bikes and punching
that's my favorite
like,
thing.
Adults.
But this is anime,
nowhere.
Okay? This is anime.
It's so good. And they're, like, literally meeting up at, like, what, 10 at night?
Yeah.
In some
sketchy place.
Yeah, sketchy place. Imagine telling your mother in middle school that I'm going to
well,
go.
I'm in a gang.
Gang.
I'm going to go to my gang meeting
yeah.
now, Mom. And I'm going to punch some people.
She'll beat me.
Yeah, she would beat me, too.
She's like, take
know.
Me, too. I beat sense into everybody.
Yeah. No, this is anime, though, so we easily... suspend disbelief.
Yeah.
Because like, again, this is, like, a shonen manga, and, like, we know that shonen is targeted. Most shonen manga are targeted to, like,
young men.
Boys.
Yeah.
Especially
high schoolers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I think they want to see themselves represented.
Yeah.
And, like, being more powerful than they are.
Mm-hmm. But, like, one of the things that I really like is even the Manji gang, like, the main gang with
yeah.
Mikey, Draken, and everybody. It's, like, how each of them have a soft side. Like, even though they're
oh, yeah.
in a gang, I
yeah.
remember Draken actually lives in,
In a brothel.
Yeah, in, what's that called? The Crossing? Shibuya?
Yeah.
He lives in Shibuya. He lives in the city.
Is
and
it?
Then,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he lives in, what's the place called?
In a brothel, yeah.
But he's at the same time, he's so respectful towards people.
Especially women,
yeah. And Mikey, too, he cares about his members like they're part of his family.
Yeah, this is what's so beautiful.
Even though,
about it.
Okay, it's not a spoiler, but...
But we already spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, I went there... how many members were there again? In the former
The founding members?
The founding members.
I think there's six founding members.
I think two of
five
them.
Or six.
I remember in one episode they showed how, so apparently Mikey had an older brother,
mm-hmm.
and it was Mikey's birthday, and two of the members tried to steal a bike for him, for Mikey, because that time he didn't have a nice bike. And of course they ride bikes. So they break into the store and they're trying to steal the bike, and the owner of the store comes out, and one of the members charges at him from the back and hits his head.
And kills him.
And kills him. And we get to know that man was Mikey's older brother. And when they get to know that, they're in a state of shock.
Yes.
And one of his friends, like, the out of the two, one of them kind of acknowledged that, yeah, it was wrong and they did it wrong. But, like, the other one just turns dark and starts to blame Mikey, who wasn't even present at the scene at that moment.
Yeah.
So I don't understand, why would you blame somebody for what you did?
I think his reasoning was like, oh, I wouldn't have killed him if I weren't, like, stealing this bike for Mikey.
Mm.
So that's why.
But it was literally his idea.
Obviously, he was his
idea. And why would you
even
charge someone on the head? Like, what? Okay, charge him, like, somewhere else.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know, one shot on the head and you can probably die.
Yeah.
So in the future, that creates a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
Because of that.
But then it's Takemichi's job to, like, stop it from happening.
Yeah. Takemichi goes through a lot. I got stressed after each episode. I was like, is this man's going to go back to the future alive, or is he going to die here in the past?
Yeah, there's so much conflict.
Yeah. I think it gets even more interesting when new people are introduced. Like, with every episode, when every gang member is introduced, it gets even better. Because I know, like, few animes, as they introduce more characters, it kind of does not...
It doesn't go anywhere.
It doesn't go anywhere. And
like, the characters aren't interesting.
Yeah, and they're not, like, interconnected either. Yeah. But with this anime, they did a really good job at introducing people, and at the same time showing how they're related to each other and how one thing leads to another. It's like a chain reaction, how one person does something and it leads to, like, the future just changing out of nowhere.
Yeah. I really like that. I really like that aspect of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a huge fan of, like, time traveling in general.
I'm not a huge fan of, like, gang
traveling.
Animes either. But this one got me.
This was so good. Yeah. I think because the characters are so likable. Yeah, and the characters are so good.
Yeah.
They're so likable. I like all of them.
I like all the characters.
Yeah.
I like all the men, though.
Ah, me too. Yeah, it's like so men dominated.
So yeah.
It's so men dominated. I'm like, where are the women? Like, I want, like, one female character. Like, I don't
know,
to counterbalance the amount of men. But
at the same time, this is the first time where I don't mind having, like, you know, so many male characters. Because they're so good.
Because they were so
diverse.
They're so nice. Yeah.
I like their style, too.
Yes, oh my god. No, wait, can we talk about the pants?
The pants are
too much.
I don't know.
No, the saggy pants, I can't.
The pants are so funny.
I can't. No, I mean, I can do with the... I love the jackets.
Love
the
jackets.
The jacket is so pretty.
Oh, yeah. These gang members, like, the gang itself, have, like, a jacket that they all wear.
Like, uniforms.
Their uniforms, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's so good. It's so well made.
It's so pretty.
But I don't understand
the pants.
No.
No, worse than the pants for me are the boots. I can't. The boots are so ugly.
The pants I can't. Why are they literally
Because it's
sagging?
It's the 2000s.
I
it's
know,
like the early 2000s.
Like,
how
do you even walk in that? Like,
I don't know. Yeah, but they're like ugly pants and ugly boots, but the jackets are pretty, so it's okay. I don't know. That's just my personal opinion, too. But, yeah, I didn't even
but
mind
I
that.
I really like the clashes of different gangs.
Yeah, I like the
it was
gangs.
It was always interesting to see two gangs fight. And then Takemichi would have suspected for something to happen, but then the outcome would be totally different.
Yeah.
Like, he would
nothing
he
is
would,
as it seems.
Yeah. Like, he would do something in the present, but that wouldn't necessarily change
the future.
The future.
Yeah. Or would
it would change in a different way.
Yeah, jinx. It would change in the way that it's like the way that he's not expecting.
Mm-hmm.
So he has to go back and redo he has to try something else.
Like, I still remember it was one gang member. I think his name was... Hold I believe.
Describe it. I know which one it is.
The one who dies.
Baji?
No, not Baji, yeah?
The one with long hair?
Yeah. I remember Baji. It's okay. The two guys, the two friends who were we talking about who went to steal the bike,
yeah.
One person's name was Baji, who actually acknowledged the fact that, yes, they did something wrong. And the second one's name was Kazutora. And Kazutora turned dark. So when Kazutora got out of jail,
Juvie,
Baji went. And I think they were the part of the angel with no head.
Valhalla.
I can't say that name. But they were the part of that gang. And I remember Baji left the Tokyo Manji gang.
Yeah.
Which is the main gang with Mikey and Dragon and everybody. And Takemichi and everybody. And he left that gang to go and join...
Valhalla.
Yeah. and... But that time...
But he had like a plan. He didn't just betray the gang.
Yeah. He had a plan to expose
Kisaki.
Oh,
yeah,
I hate that man.
He knew Kisaki was gonna be like the death of...
the death of the whole...
Tokyo Manji.
Yeah. But like, I remember that in the future, we get to know that Takemichi talks to Dragon, who is in jail, and Dragon tells Takemichi that Baji dies while they were fighting with...
Valhalla?
Oh, yeah. And I remember him going to the past, and he does change things, but it actually doesn't change Baji dying.
Yeah.
Like, it does change the outcome somehow.
Heart.
But it was broke my heart. But, like, at the same
which
time, they're trying to say,
I love Baji.
Whatever happens in the past does happen.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, what you do with a situation that changes the future.
Yeah, like, it's just... because the problem wasn't, like, Baji dying. It was Mikey reacting to it.
Yeah, it was Mikey's reaction.
Yeah, so he stopped Mikey from doing something bad, which would lead to, like...
The future being bad.
Yeah, but then he changes it, and the future is still bad.
The future is, like, kind of good, but it's still bad because Kisaki is still in...
The gang. Yeah.
So the only way for Takemichi to at least bring a good change is to... kick Kisaki out.
But here's the... I mean, this is the end of the anime. This is episode 24 already.
Yeah.
And oh my god, it ends on a cliffhanger.
Oh, I hate it. Oh my god. Guys, we gotta talk about it. I'm sorry, we gotta talk about it.
Okay, yeah. The ending... Oh god.
Guys, I remember I was on the edge of the couch. Literally mad.
Like, why?
The way
what
it
happened?
Ended. Why would they have to end it like that?
Yeah.
This literally makes me want to go and read the manga. I cannot
wait. I
need
to know what's
happening.
When is
season
2
releasing again?
Oh, I forgot, but they already have like a date.
They already started. I'm so glad that they already...
I think it's this year or next year.
Because I know a few animes, it starts good and then it don't end up having season 2, like Death Parade.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Apart from that...
I know, but Death Parade doesn't need season
2. Yeah. But at the same time, like, happy that season 2 is coming for this pretty soon. And
I mean, they couldn't just end the way...
Literally.
The
ending is, coming back, Baji dies, but Takemichi and Baji do change the way Mikey reacts. And it's because in the past, it was like Mikey killing Kazutora.
Because Kazutora killed Baji.
Killed Baji. So when Takemichi goes in the past to change it... Baji still ends up dying, but there's this point when Baji gains his consciousness and he comes up to Mikey while Mikey is almost killing Kazutora, and Baji goes like, you know, nobody can kill me. I'm the only one who can kill myself or something like that.
Yeah, and he kills
himself. He stabs himself. Like, he was already, like, he knew he was going to die, but then he also knew that Mikey would blame Kazutora for whatever happened. So in order to, like, stop that whole thing and for them to be friends again, because they were friends in the past.
But they're not going to be friends again. It's just,
yeah,
like, Mikey,
no,
forgiving
Mikey forgive,
Kazutora.
Yeah. But, so Baji stabs himself
and dies.
And and while dying, he tells Takemichi to save the gang.
Yeah.
In an indirect way, hinting at Kisaki being the cause of everything.
Yeah.
And so everything is good, and then he goes to the future. So he goes to the present.
Yes.
Like, yeah. So this is the present, and we see we see Takemichi.
Yeah.
Be one of the
executive
member of the Manji Tokyo gang.
Yeah.
And He's all well-dressed and he has everything, blah, blah. And we see Kisaki and Takemichi's interaction at that time. And Kisaki ends up exposing himself about how he planned
everything.
And he's like, okay, you know what? I apologize for all of this. I apologize for whatever happened in the past. And he offers him a drink. But in Takemichi's drink, he... poisons it or something.
Oh, drugs,
no,
him,
drugs
rather.
Him. And then when he gets unconscious and when he opens his eyes, he's tied to a chair and he is with
Chifuyu.
Chifuyu. Oh my god, Chifuyu is so cute.
Yeah, Chifuyu is another member of the gang.
Yeah, Chifuyu is Baji's...
He was Baji's
close friend and also
vice captain
of the of that division that Baji led.
And then when Baji dies, Takemichi steps in to
Takemichi steps into Baji's
position. Yeah.
Because Chifuyu is like, I decide who I want to follow.
And I want to follow
and
Takemichi.
I follow Takemichi. Yeah. So, because Takemichi and Chifuyu are the only two people who know about Kisaki's true colors and nobody else knows it.
Yeah.
So, they're together. So, like, in the present, going back to the present, when Kisaki drugs Takemichi and Chifuyu and...
He has a gun. He shoots Chifuyu.
And then Chifuyu dies. And then Takemichi, he first shoots Takemichi on the thighs. And then he shoots Chifuyu in front of Takemichi. And then all we see, does this so well. Yeah. We just hear the gunshot go. We don't know if Takemichi is dead.
Black.
And the screen goes blank.
We don't know.
We don't even know. Like, we just see Kisaki point the gun at Takemichi.
Yeah.
And when the gun, like... I don't know, the screen goes blank and we hear the gunshot fire, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Okay, this is what could have happened.
You want to go right... Can I say my theory?
Okay, go.
My theory is Naoto's going to show up and he's
going
to shoot Kisaki.
Me too! I was going to say that too!
Okay, that's my theory.
I was going to say either Takemichi dies or either Kisaki... Or either Naoto just enters out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And shoots Kisaki before he can shoot Takemichi.
Yeah. Or Takemichi will be going to the pass.
Yeah.
Well, Naoto has to be there for that too. So
like
he's
going
to be there.
Yeah.
Because we don't see him again. Like,
yeah.
Naoto in the present, we don't see him.
But I remember before all of this happened, before Kisaki drugged Takemichi's drink and everything.
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, the police.
Takemichi and everybody talking in a group, being like, oh, there's some betrayal. There's someone who is betraying the group.
Yeah.
And they're, doubting each other, and they're still fighting in the present.
Yeah.
Which is really sad.
And Mikey is
missing. And Mikey's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, no one knows where Mikey is. So I think,
see Dragon.
Draken is still, he's probably still in jail in this present.
Oh.
Because, I don't know. We'll find out, I guess.
For the people who read the manga, you guys know, but I didn't, I don't know if I should wait, or I don't know, I'm just like,
no,
I'll
probably
be on
wait,
the edge.
Because, like, I don't know, I just started the anime, so I have to continue it.
I can't
just, like, suddenly start reading the manga. It feels weird.
Yeah, we were, when the episode ended, we were just looking at each other, first of all, thinking, how did it get so dark so soon?
Yes.
And how could they literally leave us on a cliffhanger like that?
Yeah. But you know what? I love that. Because it makes me excited for the second season.
I know. I was so hyped. I can't believe we actually finished that anime. Like, I remember we started it, and then we're like... It took a while for us to finish it.
I feel like...
Because everything
just
come in the middle. Yeah.
I feel like it gets... The anime gets more even more interesting as, it goes.
Yeah.
Because at first it's very, it's not... I'm not going to say it's lighthearted, but it's more lighthearted than...
Yeah,
the,
100%.
The later episodes.
So
I feel like it's more, okay, we're going to watch it. But then later you're just like, oh my god, what's gonna happen?
Because yeah. I remember he thought he changed the past somewhere in the middle of the anime.
Oh,
he
thought twice.
Too. He thought twice.
Yeah.
But then twice, one time, we literally see Hinata in the present.
Yeah.
When they're together and everything is fine in the present. But then we see suddenly somebody crashing. And it was actually one of Takemichi's friend, Akun, that crushed his car. Forced his car to drive... into where Hina was sitting in the car in the parking lot and Akun just drove his car into her car and there's a whole blast and Takumi was like, oh my god,
yeah, no, that was shocking.
That was
that
so,
was so
shocking.
I was like, what are we watching?
That episode was so shocking.
That one was so shocking. Yeah,
but all of this, I can't believe Kisaki. I am so mad. Like, if I was in that
how
anime,
can one man would... caused so much
trouble. Literally.
I can't. I hate him.
Because he's obsessed with Mikey?
It makes no sense.
Excuse me, don't come between Mikey and Draken.
Oh, yeah, no.
They're like,
oh, we need to talk about it. No, we need to talk about their friendship.
Oh, their friendship is... I love it when they go out to eat and they order...
Ice cream?
And Mikey literally turns into a kid and Draken is literally like...
A dad.
Like, yeah, like, here, take the napkins. Yeah. Oh, don't eat like that. And yeah. They're so cute, I can't.
Draken is the mom friend. He's the mom friend, like, 100%. And I love him. He's my favorite character.
Who would say I am in the gang?
You?
Mikey?
No.
100%. Stop. No, I'm Mikey.
I don't know.
Come on.
You would be Pachin.
No! Okay.
You touch my girl?
No.
I don't know.
That would be you.
No, girl. I don't pick fights out of like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't see you as Draken, though.
I'm Draken.
I'm Mikey, then.
I'm Takemichi. So all I know, I can do is cry. All I can do is cry. Oh yeah, we need to talk about this.
I love it how Takemichi's character is
like he doesn't fight. Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't fight. He cries all the time. Which is, I'm like, I like it how they put in that aspect.
Yeah.
Because to show that he's strong, but at the same time he can't cry.
It's like his vulnerability is his power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the message.
That's the message. Yeah.
I like it. Repeat it again.
His vulnerability is his power.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's just like I like that because it goes against like the toxic masculinity kind of men have to.
But
like,
literally, honestly, when I look back, this man is literally not strong.
Yeah, he can't.
But I think his willpower is what keeps him going.
Yeah, because he has a goal and he's gonna achieve that.
Yeah.
And
I like it how he never gives up whenever he goes into the present, even though he gets his hand stabbed one time.
Oh yeah. Oh god.
Like a knife put through his palm.
That was
which
intense.
Is really intense.
Yeah, but I think that also made him like stronger.
Yeah, but that's the mark that like he carried.
Yeah, he like the scar is
scar,
like
scar. Yeah,
it's like a proof of his strength, I guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Like every time he looks at it, he knows that he has a goal to accomplish.
Yeah.
To change the future for the sake of everybody.
Not just Hina.
Yeah,
Jinx. Not just Hina, but yeah, because at first it's all because of Hina.
Yeah, but like after when Takemichi goes into the group, he gets closer to Mikey, Draken, and everybody who's in the group. So he has more
friends
now, and they're all connected emotionally and personally. And he now
it's everybody. For everybody. Yeah, he's doing it for everybody.
And I think at one point he's also like, I'm doing this for myself too, because he wants to accomplish something in his life.
Oh yeah, because
in the present he's like a
he
nobody.
He was a loser.
Yeah.
Nobody. But then,
because he used
when
to
he
run
joins
away.
The gang, yeah. But then he joins the gang. He's like
he's
suddenly
like,
rich
yes.
and like in the present. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I like it how he's the one who's like the emotional carrier. Like whenever the people in the group starts to pick fights or whenever there's like a misunderstanding or something,
because
you know how men don't usually show their emotional side or something, and they don't like clear stuff up by communicating sometimes.
Yeah, they're taught to do that.
Yeah, they just resort to fighting.
Yeah.
But like Takemichi is like the one person who go and be emotional and literally cry in front of his friends.
Yeah.
I think I like that. Like he doesn't cry in front of strangers, but he does show his emotional side to his friends.
Yeah, and the fact that like he doesn't fight, but he takes all the punches. Like, if someone punches him, he's like, okay, just go on.
Yeah.
I
remember
just,
Mikey punched him so much. That time when he was like, oh, don't kill Kazutora because of Baji. Because he knew that that would affect everybody in the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm glad that he got into a higher position in the group. That he got welcomed in the group and became a part
because
of it.
Because at some point, his goal becomes,
to,
like...
To be, like...
The head of the gang.
So he can kick Kisaki up.
Yeah, like... Yeah, he wants to... He wants to make sure that nothing happens
to his
friends
or
Hina.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his goal is to literally become the head of the gang.
Which...
It's kind of funny to think about.
Yeah,
because
this
he's
man
like,
doesn't fight.
He doesn't fight. I don't know. He's not, like, the leader type or whatever. Well, neither... I mean, Mikey, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't understand why they're like, okay, Mikey, you're the...
Yeah, I don't understand either.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I don't know. I guess because everybody just, like, wanted to protect Mikey. Mikey was that one friend. It's like, oh my god, we protect this one.
Yeah.
But
Mikey and Draken are... Like, everybody's strong.
Oh, yeah. But Mikey's like, oh, he's the strongest.
Yeah.
Yeah. His kick, whatever.
Yeah.
Mikey's kick or whatever.
But when Dragon's character got introduced, like... For the first time,
yeah,
Draken is a good friend.
He's such a good friend.
Draken is literally, like...
I aspire to.
And even Budgie is a really good friend. Like, when they show flashbacks of Draken and Budgie.
Yeah.
And how they met Mikey. Mm.
I love the flashbacks.
I love the flashbacks.
Oh, they're so cute in the butt. I can't. It's just so nice.
I think it's like a really blessed thing to have such a friends group, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're very lucky that way.
Yeah, even though they have a lot of problems, but like, I think I like it.
You think?
No, I like it. And I'm just glad Takemichi is there to save everything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, me too. I mean, he's the main character.
But at the same time, I feel like sometimes, like, in order to do that, he's just, like, neglecting his own friends.
Oh, like, get the four. Yeah.
The four. Because Takemichi is also friends with these other four men.
Yeah.
But we see less and less of them as the anime progresses and as we get to... As we get introduced to the Tokyo Manji gang with Mikey and Draken. So it's, like, more about, like, their gang and Takemichi kind of going in there. But at the same time, we see his friends... coming in and out, in and out.
Yeah, but it feels like they don't mind.
Yeah.
Because they're super supportive too.
I remember this one time when he was fighting and he almost gets stabbed on his palm.
Yeah.
Like in his palm.
Yeah.
All of his four friends come in and to help. Even though they can't fight, they're still trying to protect him, which is really
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like the present when Takemichi, like the last version of the present when Takemichi's like in the gang,
mm-hmm.
and he has, like, money or whatever, all of his friends are, like, friends for him.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny. That's so nice.
Yeah, but I kind of miss them, too. I wish they would show more.
I wish they were in the Tokyo Manji gang, too.
Then Takemichi
would get more help, rather than just Chifuyu.
Yeah.
He would get more help with, like, other people knowing that Kisaki is actually a bad guy.
Yeah,
right. And I think the only reason Mikey made Kisaki one of the leaders and one of the division leaders in his gang is because he promised Mikey that he would
release
Pachin from jail.
Yeah, because...
And protect him.
Because Pachin goes to jail.
Pachin goes to jail. And Kisaki is like, yeah, don't worry about it. I will, like, get him out for you. But in return, like, make me...
A captain.
Which is like, why? Like, why are you asking something for in return?
Right.
Like, do it or don't do it.
I mean, but I guess think that's Mikey's how it desperate. Works. No, but I think that's how it works. I mean, it's not that he's... I mean, it is that he's desperate.
Yeah, because Pachin is
one of his best friends. Yeah. So it's like, I want this man out of jail. Like,
but at the same time, Kisaki's intentions are really, really bad.
Yeah, they're... Yeah, no.
Like, first of all, you idolize Mikey and then you want to ruin everything he has. And everything he holds dear.
Yeah, it makes
just
no
because
sense.
You're not
it.
You're not it, and you're not one of the people closest to Mikey.
Yeah, but I think like his intentions too were to
but we
power.
Actually,
he wants power.
He wants power. Yeah,
he wants to be head of the like the biggest gang in Tokyo, which like Tokyo Manji
is going towards.
Yeah,
because I know Mobius or I'm not Mobius.
Yeah, Mobius.
The
Valhalla.
Valhalla gets
merged with
Tokyo Manji because they lose in the fight.
Yeah.
So now Tokyo Manji has even more members. So the more the more members you have, the more stronger the gang is.
450 members.
Yeah.
If I remember correctly. Yeah. That's like a lot of people.
It's like a lot of people.
Damn. And it's funny too because like
middle school.
I can't. It's so funny.
Imagine 450 people just gathering in a sus place at night.
Yeah.
To listen to Mikey.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like, when you think about it, it's like...
Yeah.
Happening?
But the story is really good. The way it's written
so
good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well,
it gets you hooked. Like, you want to know what happens.
Yeah. Who's your favorite character?
No, I can't answer. There are too many. Too many.
My favorite...
Usually all of the people at Tokyo Manji. Like, all the... Like, the former members.
Yeah. No, for me, it's...
But I have doubts about Kazutora. Because I don't understand how this
works. No, but Kazutora went to jail after too.
Yeah, I know, but I still don't know.
Yeah,
but
you're not supposed to like him.
Yeah. We don't
I don't think you're supposed to like him.
I like Baji a lot.
I
did not like Baji, but oh my god, Baji's so cute.
No, for me, my favorite thing is whenever they're fighting and then Baji just ties his hair.
Yes!
For me, that's like,
oh my god,
no, whenever that happens,
Baji,
I know, this man's serious. This man.
I want a
serious...
poster of Baji just like going and tying his hair. So like,
it's so pretty.
He's just like almost tying his hair, but not really.
Yeah. And then with the hair
with
tie
the hair
in his
mouth.
Oh,
that's
so
good.
I love, oh my god, Mitsuya.
Oh my god. Oh, the one with white hair?
And the purplish,
Oh, he's so cute.
Oh my god, he's so good.
And then he's the suing one, right?
Yeah.
Who actually? He's the one who he's in a suing club.
He's the president of the suing club.
And this really got me. Like, so yes, funny. It's like even a man can be a member of a suing club.
And he's the president.
It's and there's like literally he's like teaching everybody how to make. How to embroider clothes or something.
Yeah,
and
how to use the machine, whatever.
Yeah, and he's the one who actually made the jackets. Yeah. Which is really, like, it has a personal, like, it has a personal touch. Like, they didn't just place an order to do it. It's this man who actually, like, spent time to make it for everybody.
Not everybody, just the founder members.
And then Takemichi.
Yeah, because Takemichi was like, you helped solve the conflict or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, he actually helped a lot. For the gang to grow.
He's the reason why
they're still together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know at this one point I remember, like, you remember Draken was going to die.
Yeah.
But then he survived. Thank God he survived. Yeah.
Oh, I got so worried. I was
me
mans.
Too. I know.
My favorite character.
My mans.
I can't.
How?
Yeah, I think Draken's
my mans. I can't believe he died. I still am mad for that.
Yeah.
Like, I really hope that, you know, this anime, they're like 14-year-old remember the thing. Let's just save him. Like, how
14-year-old? Let's kill the 14-year-old.
Why?
So funny. I mean, it's not funny. It's tragic. Tragic. But, like, I don't know. It's a... I mean, they are, like, 15, 16-year-olds, but they all look like adults. I mean, not all. But like, mostly. Like, Baju looks like an adult.
Yeah, they look like...
Draken looks like an adult.
Like, first year uni, second year uni.
Yeah, yeah. But, I wish Baju hadn't, like, died. Because I think there was a lot of things to do with his relationship with Kazutora.
Yeah.
And then Mikey and everybody. Those two, I think...
I wanted
there was
to
a lot
see
to
more
explore.
Of Baju. And
me
his
too.
Character.
I wanted to see so much more of him.
Because his character had so much potential.
Yeah, because he was like... He was a tsundere too.
Yeah, he was just
like, I don't like you.
Yes.
But then,
yes.
And then he had a
with Chifuyu.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about Baju and Chifuyu's friendship. It was so heart-touching.
It was so cute.
Especially that, like, when he's dying and he's like, Chifuyu, do you want to share a yakisoba?
Oh my god!
I cried.
I literally cried. Nah, bro. I can't do this.
It's like me asking you, do you want to go to Shinra and eat something?
When I'm my first... Oh my god, when I'm dead, you have to bring me eggplant, okay?
What? Why did you say that out of nowhere? What's wrong with you?
You have to put the Shinra eggplant, like,
what,
in front of my
me
grave.
Half eaten,
yeah.
And then I keep it...
Yeah.
If I die, in front of my grave. If I die, you have to get the paneer manchurian.
Okay, yeah. No problem.
Okay.
Done.
Done.
This is done. So dark.
Pinky
I hate
promise.
It. I'll be there. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not being paid to say this, but Shinra slaps. So
yeah, yeah.
You go in there,
you
okay?
You go in there. You go get takeout from there, get the daily special, and go watch Tokyo Revengers.
Yeah, you better. Okay?
Go with your one of your best friends, or like how many best friends you have.
Yeah.
The more, the merrier.
Yes. Get the eggplant.
Even though they don't like anime, force them to watch Tokyo Revengers.
Yes. oh no, their relationship was so like heartwarming.
Yeah, I almost cried when he actually took the yakisoba.
Yeah,
and
to the
half was eaten, and he's like,
oh,
half.
Yeah, the other half is for you. And oh my god, can we talk about Baju before joining the gang? He was a nerd.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Yes, so I cannot believe that Baji was actually a nerd who didn't even know how to study, and it was Chifuyu who helped him study.
Yeah.
Because Chifuyu was a senior.
I love that.
It's so funny. And Chifuyu was a delinquent.
Yeah, Chifuyu was like the
he goes on like throwing punches to people, and then I remember Baji is like all concentrating, he's like writing a letter, and then Chifuyu just goes and sits beside him, and he's like teaching him
how to write it.
He's like, oh, like this word is wrong, it's not how you write it. And Baji's like, oh, can you teach me? And then Chifuyu teaches him. And one time Chifuyu is fighting with a group of people, and it's one against like four or five, and Baji steps in and he ties his hair. So good.
I love it.
And he just, like, fights everyone, and he's like, oh, Chifuyu, now, like, you're my friend, so anybody who messes with you messes with me.
Oh,
and I was like, oh, my so god. This is
I was so like, good. You are so cool.
Yes, I ship them.
I
want to
be your friend.
Them.
No. I can't ship any of them because they're, like, they're friends. I don't, like, their friendship is...
No, I still...
No, but friendship comes first. Always.
Yeah, of course, but...
Yeah, this is the whole theme of the show. And, who else? I really like the relationship between, like, the relationship that Takemichi is building with Draken and Mikey.
Yes. It's like a different kind of relationship because he did come in the picture later on.
Yeah.
But it's still strong. It still has a huge impact.
Yeah, I think because Takemichi does a lot for the gang.
Yeah.
Like he
and he genuinely does show genuine interest and care for other members. And it's not like superficial.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I need to do this. Mm-hmm. Yeah, again, because at some point they really do become friends. Yeah. And it's so cute to see like how each member of the gang like starts trusting Takemichi more and more.
Yes.
And then he starts getting included, like he's being included in the gang activities and whatnot.
It's like first we just see Mikey and Draken approaching him.
Yeah.
And that too only not like taking him over to their house or anything. It's just like or like calling him for gang meetings. It's just like them hanging out normally. Yeah. But then we see other members trying to approach Takemichi and him being called to the gang meetings and everything.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal. Like, if you're in a gang and you have something important to tell, you don't just bring anybody.
Yeah.
Because they will know what you guys are talking about and your future plans and everything.
Yeah.
And they might betray you by going to other gangs and, like, telling them stuff.
So, Yeah. And it's
this,
cool, too, because he's not, like, officially part of the gang until, like, the two last episodes.
So but it's like they're like he's always hanging out. And I like it. This anime literally made me want to start a gang with our group.
Okay.
I'll literally see everybody in our group.
All group of friends would just be the gang.
How many members? I think we have like four. 8 people.
Oh, okay.
Like 4?
Oh, okay.
And like,
Yeah.
I like 8 people. I don't know.
Oh
we
my
have to
god.
Do the group chat. Like,
You have nothing to do, start a gang with your friends.
Yeah, start a gang with your friends.
But what would you need a gang for?
So I can be the leader. <That's>... No, I was kidding.
No one's gonna let you be the leader.
No, everybody's gonna.
No,
it'll
be like no.
Stop. Come on, who better?
Jumbo.
Who better?
Anyways.
anyways.
Speaking of relationships, I also really like Takemichi and Hina's relationship because I don't know, it's just so cute because like they're boyfriend and girlfriend in like middle school, and then Takemichi still likes her in the future. And even when he's like the loser guy and he sees her die, he's like oh,
he's
no
affected.
and then he goes to save her.
But
like it's mutual because Hina still likes him too.
And whatever goes on, like their interactions are so cute because I remember Takemichi giving Hina a necklace and she cherished it.
Yeah.
And Hina also gave the same necklace to Takemichi.
Yes.
So they have like
matching necklaces.
Yeah.
It's so cute. They're so cute. But again, I wish there were more female characters in the anime. I mean, there's only two. There's Hina and there's
Emma. Oh, talking about Emma.
Emma
is so fun. I remember this one episode where Mikey and Emma are hanging out and
Takemichi
sees it. And it's like, oh my god. Because like, okay, the thing is, Emma likes Draken. Emma
Draken
has a crush on
Emma
and
too.
Draken likes Emma too. And so one time, Takemichi sees Mikey and Emma hang out and then he gets all panicky like, oh my god, Mikey and Draken are friends and how can Mikey like Emma and Emma like Mikey? Why are they together? Blah, blah, blah. And then we get to know, of course we suspected it before,
like, no,
but we get to
honest.
Know, of course, like Mikey and Emma are half brothers and
sisters. Yeah, they're half siblings.
Yeah.
It's,
And Draken is
that's
just
so
there.
Obvious. And
Draken
is
so
like,
funny.
Oh yeah, happy birthday. It was
Emma's
birthday.
Like,
oh
yeah,
happy birthday, whatever.
But you should have seen Takemichi's face when Draken came and stood in front of Emma and
Mikey
while they were eating.
He was
cake.
Like, oh my god, they're gonna fight. This is it.
Draken was like, oh my god, they're gonna fight. No,
this
I can't.
It.
I can't
this
save the gang. What is this?
Yeah, this is where the gang like dies.
That was funny.
And that it was funny, but like it was too obvious.
But it was funny.
Emma,
I liked it that
the
they put in. I liked it.
It was funny.
But it was so good. I liked
it. Yeah. I liked it a lot.
It was like, because there was so much of stuff happening
like,
prior.
They were so serious.
They were
so
serious. I think this was like a lighthearted thing that just put
in.
Yeah. And it actually helped while we were watching.
Oh, yeah.
I like it how they go from being serious to like lighthearted and funny and then serious again.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. And Takemichi is a funny character in general. I don't know, he's too pure for this world.
Yeah, he's so pure, and I can't believe he gets dragged into this whole gang
thing. Gang stuff. It's so funny. Oh, yeah, especially when he comes back to the present and he's in the gang. He's like, oh, what's happening? Why am I wearing, like,
these
expensive clothes? Yeah. Whatever, it's funny.
But wait, like, when he goes to the past, Takemichi was not that mature. And he usually liked to pick fights, and he did stuff before thinking. But then his character development was so well shown. Yeah. Like, as, and how his growth was affected by all the other members too.
Yeah.
Like all the other people who got introduced gradually into the show.
Yeah. I agree. But yeah, I'm excited to watch the second season, yeah, because I really, I'm attached to these characters, mm-hmm. and I want the best for them,
mm-hmm.
and I want
them
to thrive.
I don't know if it will be the same place, but we shall Zoom.
Yeah, we'll watch it together, obviously.
Or something. Yeah.
There's no way. But yeah, that's a
I hope you guys go and watch this show after you listen to this podcast. I hope you guys like it. No, I think you will like it.
There's no way you won't.
There's no way you won't.
Everybody I know who has seen it likes it.
Yeah. And it's not like about preferences. Oh, I don't like action anime or something. It's not about that.
No.
It's like a really nice anime. I think you all should go
watch
it.
I think it's relatable for everybody.
Yeah.
Because the themes are so common. Like,
and it does not get boring.
Even though the situations are like not realistic.
Yeah.
The themes, everything is very, it's universal. Mm-hmm. So anybody who watches it will like it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening in.
Thank you. Stay hydrated.
And
stay
safe. Take care. I'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.